deteriorating crop conditions boosted grain futures prices Tuesday, weighing heavy on feeder cattle futures. Cash fed cattle trade opened up in the South at steady money to a dollar higher. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 24th of August. The grain complex roared higher Tuesday, fueled by mounting concerns about yields based on recent crop ratings and private company estimates. More about the crop progress report momentarily. Corn futures closed 22 to 26 cents higher through July of 23, and then mostly 13 to 16 cents higher. Soybean futures closed mostly 17 to 25 cents higher. Feeder cattle futures sagged beneath the weight of those sharply higher grain futures, closing an average of $1.71 lower from 50 cents to 225 lower. Live cattle futures edged an average of 26 cents higher, except for unchanged in two contracts, supported by recently stronger cash prices and the aggressive packing pace. Choice box beef cutout value is $1.72 lower Tuesday afternoon at $262.80 a hundredweight. Select, though, was 44 cents higher at $238.80. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade ranged from mostly inactive on very light demand to slow on light demand through Tuesday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. There were some live sales in the southern plains, steady to a dollar higher at $142 a hundredweight. There are also a few live trades in the western corn belt at $148, but too few to trend. Last week, live prices were $146 to $148.50 in Nebraska and $148 to $150 in the western corn belt. Dress prices were $234. Calves and feeder cattle sold higher to sharply higher based on results from the two weekly Tuesday auctions I had available at press time. Steers sold $8 to $20 higher, and heifers traded $10 to $20 higher at Imperial Livestock Auction in Nebraska, where there were 1,300 head on offer. And at Bluegrass Stockyards in Lexington, Kentucky, feeder steers sold $5 to $10 higher, while yearling steers sold steady to firm. Feeder heifers sold $2 to $5 higher. There were just 1,278 head on offer. Remember, you can get a weekly market summary and market highlights in the Calf News Price Point podcast that comes out each Tuesday at calfnews.net.
Ka-ching! More pounds, more calves, more profit. Studies show Hereford Genetics increased net profit by $51 per cow per year. That's $20,000 in additional revenue for a typical 400-cow outfit. And calves sired by Hereford Bulls continue to add value through the chain. A documented $30 per head in feedlot profitability. That's real money and real results. Get more ka-ching. Come home to Hereford at hereford.org.
Major U.S. financial indices extended losses Tuesday, but firmed as investors sift through concerns about global economic growth and inflation. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 154 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 9 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down fractionally. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME closed from $2.56 to $3.38 higher through the front six contracts. Support included a slightly weaker U.S. dollar and suggestions the previous day that OPEC might cut production. National pasture and range conditions of the week ending August 21st continued to erode compared to the prior year, according to the latest USDA Crop Progress Report. 23% of pasture and range was rated as good or excellent, which was 2% less than a week earlier and 6% less than a year earlier. Conversely, 49% was rated as poor or very poor, which was 2% more than a week earlier and 6% more than a year earlier. Turning to row crops, 55% of corn was rated as good or excellent, which was 2% less than the prior week and 5% less than a year earlier. 18% was rated poor or very poor versus 16% a week earlier and 14% a year earlier. As for soybeans, 57% were rated as good or excellent, which was 1% less than the previous week, but 1% more than the prior year. 13% were rated poor or very poor, which was 2% more than the previous week, but 3% less than the prior year. That's your cattle current market update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 24th of August. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.